After 29 years of uninterrupted economic growth, a barrage of adverse events has pushed Australia into recession, and there's worse to come. The fate of the economy now rests on getting people back to work, but the outlook there is also grim. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
It's been a dark few months for businesses big and small around the country.
I think it was probably the first 2 weeks when everyone started getting laid off and businesses were shut down. But then we saw a dramatic decline and we just thought we were part of that.
That's Grant Kaplan. He owns and runs a bicycle shop in Sydney's CBD. As the coronavirus pandemic began to bear down on the economy, his business went to the brink.
That was the darkest period because that's when I laid off staff and, you know, was really thinking, do I close the shop? And then we didn't know much about corona. You know, you're hearing things in the paper of young people potentially getting it and having kids. I'm like, is it worth opening the doors?
Bureau of Statistics figures now show the economy shrank 0.3 percentage points in the March quarter. Household spending fell more than 1%, the first decline since December 2008, at the height of the global financial crisis. Spending on transport services, hotels, cafes and restaurants experienced their largest falls on record. Today, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg had his own spin on Paul Keating's famous one-liner in 1991 that it was the recession Australia had to have.
We put in place a series of health measures that have hit the economy hard. These were tough decisions, but these were decisions we had to take.
Those decisions led to an unprecedented amount of government spending on initiatives like JobKeeper and JobSeeker. That government assistance, combined with still huge amounts of iron ore being shipped off to China, has so far prevented what the Treasurer describes as economic Armageddon.
We were on the edge of the cliff. We have avoided the economic fate and the health fate of other nations.
But economists say it's too early to rule out an escalation in the coronavirus economic crisis because millions of Australians will want more work in coming months that right now simply doesn't exist. RBC Capital Markets chief economist Su Lin Ong says it's futile hoping people will spend more when they're losing work and carrying still huge amounts of personal debt.
And then when you overlay households that are highly indebted, it's an even tougher picture, I think, for household consumption. So as weak as Q1 consumption was, we will see a much weaker picture in the current quarter.
It's kind of obvious, isn't it, that bringing the unemployment rate down is going to at least help improve spending at the shops and malls and things like that. Is there any sign of that happening before the end of the year?
We don't think there will be very rapid improvements in the labour market. The odds are the unemployment rate will still be quite elevated by the end of 2020. We think it'll still be close to 8.5%.
She also says making any post-COVID economic recovery stick is harder because the economy wasn't in great shape before the Black Summer and pandemic hit, which is the point Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers tried to ram home today.
If you look right across the board at stagnant wages and weak growth, serial underemployment, record household debt, public debt more than doubled. Really on all of the key indicators, the government was failing on the economy even before the bushfires and even before the coronavirus.
The Reserve Bank says Australia may avoid a worst-case economic disaster, depending on the success of easing restrictions. But it might not be that simple. Grant Kaplan says sales of his bicycles have shot up ahead of restrictions easing because his customers tell him they're still afraid of catching public transport.
Exactly like that customer that just came in. He doesn't like the public transport options now. So he's bought a bike to get around that. So we're seeing a lot of this, the second wave, so to speak, start to happen now as well.
Bicycle shop owner Grant Kaplan with our business reporter David Taylor.